That's the scale.
What is light?
Light is the primary manifestation of nature's intelligence. It's the point of view that is the initial all-encompassing point of view. The intelligence of everything that is completely indescribable. It's ineffable. It cannot be gotten to with imagination, expression, or description. And the light that it emits is the basis of everything. It's the only reality of everything that is. It's the light of its own self-awareness that allows it to know everything that appears within it as itself, and allows everything that appears within it to know that all-encompassing light of awareness as itself. So it's completely beyond comprehension or expression, completely beyond imagination. It's instinctively so, no matter what appears. And so to gain confidence in it is an instinctive matter. It's not a matter of thinking or reasoning or logic. When resting as the clear light of awareness, it isn't even necessary to think about the clear light of awareness. Just continue to rest as awareness, and the clear light of awareness will become evident as the basis of everything. It's a light that's beyond the way that we ordinarily think about light. We ordinarily think about light as the light of the sun that makes everything visible. And so we objectify light. We say that it comes from the sun. But the natural light of everything is beyond something that's made by anything. It never came about due to the sun or any other point of view. It's just the natural illumination of everything as it is. The original light that's beyond all conceptual frameworks of light. The light of your own mind that offers you the opportunity to outshine all viewpoints that appear within awareness itself by identifying and gaining with and gaining confidence in awareness. All viewpoints are outshone and they're realized to be the pure presence of the light of awareness and nothing else. The light of a profound intelligence that's beyond description and nothing else. And the more confidence that's gained in awareness, the more it's clear that everything, light, sound, color, movement, time, dimension, these are all points of view that appear within the original light of awareness.
I think what you just said responds to a question that came up for me in terms of sharing the teaching with someone that is blind. And just how the languaging would be experienced. So the light, of course, that you're speaking of is not one that's seen.
Right. It's the light of perception, the light of awareness that doesn't depend on sensory impressions. How's she doing?
Beautifully.
Good. Wow. When a bubble bursts in the air, it isn't there anymore. And this is similar to the way points of view resolve by identification with awareness. They're not there anymore. Not in the way they were. Everything is completely indivisible, and just like a bubble bursting in the air, all that's left is bright space. There's no trace of a bubble anywhere. And so don't try to make that happen. Just identify with awareness. You already see how many bubbles, so to speak, of points of view have completely resolved. By the power of confidence and awareness, certainty dawns in the irrevocable nature of everything. Awareness is indestructible, and that is very important to understand. In the first moment of resting as awareness, it becomes clear that it's indestructible in some way. That is what gives us the confidence to return to it again and again. And that's what keeps our commitment alive, because we touch into something about ourselves we hadn't known about before, that there is something about us that is indestructible. And it's that that we start to count on. We really start to rely on that, rather than the points of view, because we see that the points of view are constantly resolving, so there's nothing to count on there. And when we identify with awareness, we profoundly realize that we can really count on that. That it is indestructible, even though we have never probably related this word indestructible to ourselves and our own being. We start to see that there really is something about us that's indestructible. And so we rely on that because of its solidity and its strength. Why rely on what's never given solidity or strength, hoping that somehow it's going to come about from what has never delivered it in the past, never delivered that outcome in the past, except for maybe a fleeting moment? Stay with what's real. Stay with that by which everything is known. Your confidence will grow and grow. And it's a confidence that's already present. You just become more and more familiar with it by the power of familiarization with it. It's that simple.
Could it be described as a sort of a homing instinct?
Sure.
What is a magnetic pull to the source that you can just tune into at any point?
Mm-hmm. It's like a seabird that decides it's going to live on a certain ship. That's going to be its home. It has a nest there somewhere. And so it flies out to sea. It goes here, there, and everywhere, but it always comes back to the ship. And so in the same way, we rely on awareness. Awareness is our nest, our true home, our true abode. when we gain confidence and awareness, we're constantly astounded. Every single day we're astounded because we're always comparing life now to what it was before. And that before we had no idea whatsoever that such relief was possible. We had no idea whatsoever that life could be so good. And we continue to feel that way no matter how long we live. There's no complacency that sets in. The joy ride.